This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring in Paul Emmick, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Emmick is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Emmick, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, a little bit under the weather, but otherwise okay. How are you?
Everybody seems to be a little bit under the weather right now, just trying to get through the flu that is the doldrums of February. So we had Dan Shonk on a little bit earlier, and coming out of this Super Bowl, Dan says this is one of the deepest, if not the deepest, draft ever for wide receivers. But the question is, if you're the Packers, do you take a receiver early, or because it's deep, do you wait? To me, I think if you have your biggest need at receiver, an additional weapon, you grab one early and you grab one late.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers are more than one wide receiver away from fixing that group. I think the biggest question then just becomes, are they going to address it in free agency? Even if it's not, you know, an Amari Cooper-level player, is there some mid-tier wide receiver who they bring in with, you know, $6 to $8 million a year type of guy? So then you say, okay, well, if you bring in that type of wide receiver plus somebody in the first or second round, as long as those guys perform, you know, you've probably done the right things to patch up that position. You know, Bill, when I talk about questions like this on Twitter, you know, the first responses I usually get are like, best player available. I'm like, well, yes, best player available. But the question deeper is, if you have an equally rated inside linebacker available in the draft on day one, an equally rated wide receiver, and an equally rated tight end. In my opinion, those are the three biggest needs that the team needs to address with impact players. Not guys, but impact players, wide receiver, tight end, and inside linebacker. Yes, best player available, but if all three were equally there for me, I think I'm leaning towards an inside linebacker with speed as being the top need because of, I do believe it's probably the Packers' biggest need this offseason, is addressing that position of their defense, but also because I think the depth of the wide receiver group in this draft makes me feel a little bit more comfortable. Now, my only caveat to that is if you wait until the fourth, fifth, and sixth round, which let's not forget, Brian Gutekunst did just that a couple years ago, fourth round, Jaymon Moore, fifth round, MVS, sixth round, Equanimeous St. Brown, so far, not so good. I mean, they're still hoping that their sixth round pick, the last of the three, St. Brown, comes back next year and performs and, you know, and all of that, but for now, that hasn't worked. So I don't think you want to be waiting beyond the third round to address wide receiver, even if you go after in the, you know, in free agency as well. But it's a really tight race for me between best wide receiver on the board at 30 overall versus best inside linebacker on the board overall, assuming that that inside linebacker is, you know, a speedy guy who can really cover the field.
I would agree that linebackers, if indeed there's a linebacker that you really covet, that you believe is the impact guy you've been lacking, absolutely. I'd go in that direction in a heartbeat, just because that you can always get on day two or in that second round maybe that that wide receiver that is going to be good, not necessarily a first-round talent. But I also think that if you get that linebacker, you still may need to pick up a free agent linebacker. It's not easy to come in and play linebacker and start. I mean, it took Roquan Smith, who was one of the top-rated guys in the draft a couple of years ago, it took him a while to even learn down in Chicago. Yeah. So I don't think if you just go get a linebacker that suddenly all your needs are completely cured at that point. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and that's where you and I talked about not that long ago of, you know, what is Blake Martinez worth to bring back? And I'm not a... You know, I'm not a big believer in Blake Martinez as a starting inside linebacker on a Super Bowl caliber team, but, you know, on a $2.5 million a year contract to kind of stabilize that group and help teach, you know, a high-prized rookie, a first-round type pick guy, and You know, unless, of course, Brian Gutekunst and his staff feels like 2020 is the year of Oren Burks. You know, a third-round pick only 2 years ago. I don't think they've given up on him, but they need to see some drastic improvement pretty quickly. So can Burks kind of hold you over while your hypothetical 30th overall pick inside linebacker gets his feet wet? Maybe. But I do agree with you. You can't. It's kind of like when you draft Sternberger in the third round last year at tight end. You can't expect, really, 9 out of 10 rookies, Bill, aren't going to come in and be your number one guy at that position and be able to do it at a high level. That's really, you need, it's like when you do Rashawn Gary at 12, you also sign Za'Darius and Preston Smith. Now, the outlier there for the Packers is they actually did put Darnell Savage right into the fire and said, you know, hey, go give it all you got, right?
Right.
And it, you know,
but you also had Adrian Amos.
Well, sure. I mean, they're on the field together, but you know, I guess in terms of sticking Savage, like, what percent of snaps did Savage play this year when he was healthy? Like 95%. I mean, he was out there.
He was out there all the time.
So it's tough. Though it's tough to expect any rookie to come in right away. So you're right. If they do go after inside linebacker 30th overall, it doesn't mean, you know, there's that the position is magically fixed, because, like I said, I think 9 out of 10 rookies take at least, you know, that first season in the NFL to not really drown if they're put out there 90+% of snaps.
Right. So going back to the offensive side of the football, how desperate do you think they are, not only for a wide receiver, but for a tight end? Or do you think Jay Sternberger or whomever, Tanyan or whomever, is ready to go?
I mean, yes, those guys, you know, I think Tanyan and Sternberger are good examples, and they will come along. And you know, I liked what I saw of the very limited sample size with Jay Sternberger. But there's no question to me that those are the two biggest need positions on offense. And I think, you know, I think most Packers fans would agree with that. The only caveat is if Brian Bulaga is not re-signed, you just created another hole, which is why, you know, Bill, it's a couple months away, free agency and all of that, but I expect Bulaga to come back. I don't think it's going to break the bank. At this age, it's not going to require a multi-year contract, because I don't think, when you do have a glaring hole at wide receiver, a glaring hole at tight end, and we just talked about inside linebacker on defense, plus probably want to beef up your defensive line, you don't want to add another need at right tackle, in my opinion. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. But how big is the need, and how glaring is the need at tight end and wide receiver? It's substantial. And that is, you know, I think when the, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, the conversations about Aaron Rodgers just making mediocre, average wide receivers and pass catchers into being very good or great pass catchers and wide receivers, I think we found out that era of the Aaron Rodgers career arc is probably over, because, you know, Alan Lazard broke out this year to a certain extent, and that's, you know, really kudos to him, because without him, who knows where the season would have gone had he not been sitting there on the bench waiting for a chance. But I don't think you can just say, well, you know, Rodgers makes all these guys so much better, and he can make any wide receiver great. I mean, I think we found out in the 2019 regular season that they need playmakers on offense in a pretty big way.
So how much, because I prioritize wide receiver, tight end, middle linebacker, and then after that, my next priority, one of the things that I'd gotten an earful from different scouts and different, you know, analysts down at Super Bowl was, the Packers need somebody else in the trenches to help out Kenny Clark. They got beat up front. Their tackling wasn't great. They got kind of pushed around a little bit. Za'Darius Smith said they weren't in the right place at the right time. To me, it seems like most people say Lowry, Lancaster, that kind of thing, Fackrell, they're just guys. And do you believe they're just guys?
Yeah, unfortunately for the Packers' defensive front, they are. That's where I am too, Bill. I think there's a tier one of Packers needs: wide receiver, inside linebacker, tight end. And then I think tier two, really all by itself, is defensive line and guys that can move up front. I think if you could, that Dean Lowry extension, at the time, I was kind of like, okay. Now, I mean, he had a fine season, right? And it's not a huge number that they gave Dean Lowry on his extension. I think it's like $3.5 million on the cap. Mm-hmm. Nothing that's going to break your back.
Right.
But between him and Tyler Lancaster and, so, you know, Montrevious Adams, who's, of course, to this point, another underperforming mid-round pick, much like Oren Burks. You know, if those guys don't, Lowry, Lancaster, and Montrevious Adams, if they don't get substantially better in the offseason, you know, yeah, that's a group that is just, you know, it underperformed. I mean, Kenny Clark, I mean, he makes up so much ground. Like, if you go back in NFL, when you always watch your All-22, he just commands such a presence from offensive lines that it really did help, in a lot of cases, the Darius Smith and Preston Smith get one-on-one looks, because Clark is in the middle there just clogging up so much, and not just taking on blocks, but wreaking havoc while taking on blocks, which is, you know, really like peak B.J. Raji style, except I would probably – Kenny Clark has already played better football than Raji ever did, and that's saying a lot, because Raji was a really good player in his prime, and Clark moves guys more than Raji did. So he can't do it all on his own, though. So, yes, in terms of a fourth need, they need some more guys who can really move people up front. And I just don't think Lancaster, Lowry, these type of guys are the types to really move – those 300-pound guards up front. So I agree with you entirely.
Paul, always good stuff, and we'll chat again soon, okay?
All right, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That's our good buddy Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.